We are now beginning to record the first psalm from the book of Psalms. The psalms were written by King David. The first verse begins, Ashrei Eish Ashalo Halak Vatsat Rashayim V'durak Hatayim Lo Amad V'moshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. In English, it says, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We are told to keep away from bad company, to avoid being caught up in negative influences. The sages said that someone who abstains from sinning is considered as if they had fulfilled a commandment. If you don't do something when you can do it, it's as if you had done something that you should do. This is obvious. We don't always realize it. We don't realize how important it is to refrain from doing something which is forbidden. It's just as important to refrain from doing something that is forbidden as to do something which we are commanded to do. Perhaps even more so in some cases. It is even more important to refrain from doing those things that we are forbidden to do than to do things which we are commanded to perform. It says, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Scornful are those who mock people who do good, or they mock the Bible. Some of these people are very charming, are very sophisticated. They sometimes have certain presence about them that we are attracted to. Have an intellect or power or physical charm. But they mock the truth. They mock the Bible. We are liable to get caught up in that. To be overcome by a force that we have no control over, that will lead us to places where we did not want to go unto. So a person who keeps away from that, who looks out for himself, looks out for themselves, that doesn't let themselves fall, be pulled into directions they don't want to go in, that person is happy. That person is blessed by the Almighty. The verse begins, blessed. In Hebrew it says Ashrei. Ashrei can also be understood to mean happy. Happy is a person who does not go in the advice of the wicked or in the advice of the scornful. Scornful also means those scientists or free thinkers or scholars who dismiss the Bible or somehow or another try and take down the value of the Bible. And we and through taking this advice, we are liable to sin. And not only that, but when we listen to them, we may not at the time attach much importance to it. But afterwards, when we ourselves fall into temptation, we recall the doubts that these other people brought up, the doubts in the truth of the Almighty. And we have recourse to, or in the laws of morality, in all different fields, and we have recourse to these doubts, to this uncertainty, in order to permit ourselves to transgress when in an animalistic being takes control of us. Or is liable to do so. Verse continues in verse 2. It says, "Ki im b'torat Hashem hebso b'torato yege yomam b'layla." In English, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. This person, he takes delight in the Torah. He takes delight in the Bible, in the Bible, and in the law and the Torah. Torah and law is the same thing. In Hebrew, the same word means applies to both. He meditates day and night. This is where he finds his truth. This is where he finds satisfaction. This is where he finds empowerment. This is where he gets in touch with the Almighty, and through that he's able to communicate with God and to receive feedback from a world beyond himself, from a world of truth and justice and righteousness and of the ability to do things in this world. This is what you get from learning the Torah and from attaching yourself to God and from praying to Him. It's not enough to just to be good and to avoid doing sin. The Lord God wants you also to study His Word and do what He tells you to do through the Bible. Goes on in Psalm, in verse 3, it says, "V'hayak eid shotul al palge maim asher priya yaten bi'ito v'alahu lo yabol v'kol asher yaseh yasliach." In other words, in English, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper." This person will be like a tree, a tree planted by in a fertile area and a well-watered spot, which grows up and is strong and healthy and certain and established. It is founded on a good base and develops through receiving the blessing which is being given unto him. And all of us, we can all do the same. We can all develop, we can all grow. We just wait, we just open ourselves up to the Almighty and learn how to receive the blessing that he wants to bestow upon us. It says this tree will prosper and be successful. And so too, as the Malbim, a famous commentator, the Malbim pointed out, those who come after it will the leaves and the fruit of the tree, in other words, our children, or our grandchildren, or our deeds and the result of our deeds, or the work, the things of which we do in this life, will all have a fruit. It will have a fruition. Something else will come out of it. It will have a continuation if we keep away from evil and from evildoers and delight in God and in the Torah and in the Bible and study and do what we should, as we should. This is what has been promised, and this happens. If you look around you, now I know people say that they have such a thing as people who are good and have a hard time and suffer, and the people who are apparently evil, successful and happy. So the Bible also talks about it. It talks about it actually at length. This phenomenon has been recognized and known about. The whole book of Job, in one sense, is talking about it, but it's not. This is a reality, but it's a reality, but it's in my opinion, it's the exception rather than the rule. If you look around, you see people who are prosperous, people who are happy, people who have long lives and family, and even material blessings in a moderate but comfortable manner to a reasonable degree. In most cases, these people are good people. You get good people, good comes to the good. Bad comes to bad. In the long run or even in the short run. And if you just open your eyes, even in your own life, whenever you've done something, you've gone on the good path, which a lot of us have done for certain period, and then we've fallen or allowed ourselves to fall down, and then some of us have managed to get back on track. And when we look around and we see that most of our calamities have come upon us, not all of them, a good portion of the calamities have come on us in periods when we were not as well, it's not as good as we should have, or they can be, the calamities can be attributed to whatever we did when we're in a dark stage of our existence. And we see that you do good and good comes to you, and do bad comes to you. And God wants the good for you. The good is good. The good is means that you can do whatever, you can fulfill your needs, you can do whatever you have to do, what you've been created to do, and you can do it in a permitted manner, in a manner which will just fulfill you as God wants you to be fulfilled. It goes on in verse 4. Lo ken rashaim kim kamotz ashatid fene ruach. It says the ungodly are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind driveth away. The chaff is that portion of the wheat, the husk, the dry husk, which gets blown away by the wind, or when they thresh it out, when they throw the wheat up in the into the air, so that the dry, the extraneous, the superfluous, the part of the or the cereal gets blown away because it's not wanted, and it has no and there's nothing no it has no weight, it's not attached to anything. And so too the evil people might seem to flower, might seem to be prosperous, but actually they're just feeding, they're just part of the real fruit. And when trouble comes, or when circumstances changes, or things become less stabilized, so the evil just get blown away. They literally get blown away, some stage or other. They can't take it. And even whatever blessing, or whatever bounty they seem to have, that was just feeding off others. It wasn't real. It was lacking. At least to a degree. That's one way of looking at the things, and it's true. But we also should avoid being too cocksure of ourselves, being too arrogant or proud, because that's one of the major things which messes us up, which pulls us down. Pulls us down when we start going okay, we start getting proud of ourselves and start feeling high and mighty or whatever. Then we're liable to make a mistake. Whatever the case, just keep going as we should. God willing, we will come through. Goes on, verse 5. No Cain. How can no yukumu rashaim b'mishpat v'chataim ba'adat tzadikim? That is, therefore the ungodly, those who do not have God, shall not stand in the judgment. Well, sin is in the congregation of the righteous. So that's it. They will not stand. They will have no permanency. Those who sin against the Almighty, they won't be able to stick around. They won't be able to stay the race. And we, neither will we, if we don't pick ourselves up and don't correct ourselves and don't keep going in the right direction. God willing, we shall do that. The last and the final verse, the last verse says, "Ki yodeh Hashem durek tzadikim adurek rashaim toved." In other words, to the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God knows. No, in Hebrew also has a yadar. Daya in Hebrew is a word for know. Ki yodeh Hashem durek tzadikim yodeh. Daya. Possibly, I think, Isaac Moseson, in his book, The Word, he pointed out, and had been pointed out by others before him, that the Hebrew word, daya, probably gave rise to the English word thought. In ancient Hebrew, the da could often be switched over with a kind of tha. You had dart, or thought, or knowledge. Dart becomes thought, or thought, through an easy, as the linguistics can explain to you, through an easy transition. And we can also feel it ourselves. Whatever the case, knowledge, or God knows the way of the righteous. And it says that God, that Adam knew Hava. He had knowledge of Hava. He had communication with her. He was bound up into it. So too God is with us. God knows us. If we keep, if we learn His Torah, learn the Bible, and we do His commandments, and we abstain from transgression, God knows us, and God will be with us. He will be with us all the time. And this is what the Book of Psalms talks about. It repeats it over and over again in all kinds of nuances. And all kinds of, it drives the point home. And it does it in a way that it's ever new. Every time we learn it, every time we go over it, we learn something new about it. And the verse finishes that the way of the ungodly shall perish. So that's just the opposite. You have the black, you have the good and the bad. You have negative and positive. You don't go, if you keep away from the negative, you'll go in the positive. You'll be pulled in the positive. And if you go in the way of the positive includes not only doing, it includes refraining from doing that which is we are forbidden to do, and also entails learning. Learning the knowledge, acquiring the knowledge that the Almighty wants us to acquire in this world, and that is through the Bible. And the Bible is interesting. The Bible is full of fact and excitement and revelation and everything we want, but the way things go takes a bit of effort. Actually takes a bit of effort. We enjoy it, but people, we're all weak and we fall down and we don't learn as much as we should. So God willing, after taking this message to heart, we will correct ourselves even a little bit here, a little bit there, and very soon we began to make some progress, and we see that we make progress, and the trick is to keep on making progress. And even if we take a knock and we fall down here and there, we just keep on going, we get back up, keep the fight in progress, because God willing, we're going to come through, and God's going to help us. And He promises us that He will help us. If He helps us, we don't need help from others, and even the help that we do get from others is in effect the Almighty working through them. So it is all trust in the Almighty and do what we can. All the best to you. This is Brit Am closing off now from our center in Jerusalem.